أتينا جميعا إلى مكاتبنا في عيد الميلاد بين الزملاء في راديو كندا الدولي. فحلت هذه وأن حسنا أن علينا بعد انتهاء هذه السهرة الجميلة أن نخرج ونأخذ إلى سياراتنا لنجرف عنها السلوك.
all these different kinds of books telling you what not to eat. And eventually we just get kind of sick and tired of it. Our book is about desserts, sweets, cookies, cake, candy, ice cream. Kind of as a reaction towards all these sweet books. And so we were just sick and tired of it, and I think we were just, you know, disappointed that people were forgetting that eating is not, you know, it's supposed to be something positive. It's a positive experience, and eating, you know, the right food, if it's good for you, you know, healthy, or it also affects your mental. So basically this is kind of like a reaction to the whole trend of...
I think that's great, because it does seem like food has become about punishment.
Sweet. It's something that has to be sinning when you're eating sweet, and we're trying to change to that. You have to find a very balanced kind of habit to eat.
Une entreprise, et je me demande comment est-ce qu'on peut expliquer cet engouement.
Oui, vous parlez d'un rêve, c'est vrai. D'ailleurs, les professeurs d'écoles de commerce n'en reviennent pas. Ils disent qu'il y a de plus en plus d'étudiants qui souhaitent créer leur entreprise tout de suite, sans même passer par une entreprise. Il y a de très bonnes raisons à ça. L'envie d'être autonome, l'envie d'écrire sa propre aventure à un âge où on n'est pas encore lesté par un certain nombre de contraintes.
They're not like, I mean, for those people, a lot of people who are interested in food, they can, you know, cook and,
Maintenant, sa quatrième édition, où c'est devenu un rendez-vous important des étudiants créateurs d'entreprise qui se déroule chaque année, qui clôture. Le cours de business plan dans leur école, donc la forme est volontairement très simple. Et ensuite,
packaging. Can I give them a little, I've given the package a little sniff. And that, talking about the losing end, like, that is the easiest way to pass the
moment. And now that Judy's got her aggression out, finally, or no, roughly beaten woman.
Aggressively beaten woman.
No, finally.
Flapjacks. You know what I'm saying? Like granola bars. No, flapjacks in England are actually granola bars.
Alright.
But they really do. It sounds like a granola bar. I just
am dribbling
with health.
We're going to be the healthiest people in town today. So, now we've got all our ingredients. What we're going to do, according to the chef, no way. Thank you.